So this topic is a deep one for me. Yelling. I have a bit of a temper. I am a yeller. And I yell at my dogs. I yell at my husband. I yell at myself. And of course, I yell at my children. My poor, innocent, sweet little children get the wrath of mom way more than they deserve. Although, let's be real, sometimes they deserve it. Let's just be honest here. So generally speaking, yelling at your kids is objectively kind of terrible, but we all do it. Let's be honest. We all do it. We have these moments of, you know, everything could be going just fine, but then one thing goes wrong and then you just lose your mind. And maybe it's because you didn't sleep great, or maybe it's because you were up all night with your child, or because she or he was sick. Or maybe you're a new mom and you're nursing a baby at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 5 a.m., and 7 a.m., and so you didn't sleep. Or maybe you just woke up on the wrong side of the bed. So all of these things have happened to me. I have had nights where I haven't slept. I have had days where, honestly, I just roll off of the bed and say, okay, what am I doing today? And I just can't. I have the equivalent, or not the equivalent, the mom equivalent of just, I can't even, you know, I just can't even. I don't want to listen to anybody. I don't want anybody to talk to me. I want to be left alone. But I'm going to tell you a little story. The other day, my three children and I, were piling in the car heading to, I believe it was a dentist appointment. I had to drop my older two off with my mother, who thankfully only lives about half a mile away. So I just, you know, had to get right in the car, and I didn't really even have to leave early to do that. I just had to get in the car. And in general, my kids are pretty great about just piling in and buckling themselves up and, you know, being okay with getting in the car. They enjoy going to Nana and Papa's house. So that wasn't a problem. However, my oldest daughter, Charlie, she is in this mode of just wanting to pick on her little sister. Alta, she's 2.5 right now, and everything is the end of the world. You look at her without smiling. Sometimes you look at her with smiling, and she just turns into a pitiful mess on the floor because she is overtired or she's 2.5. So who knows what her reasoning is, but it happens. So we were piling in the car, and I send the girls out to go get into their car seats and ask them to buckle up. And Charlie grabs Alta's scooter, waves it in her face, and says, "I got your scooter, sissy," and then rides off. And even though Alta was not playing with that scooter, she still got really upset about the fact that Charlie was playing with it and she wasn't. You know, the normal thing that a child does is, that kid has what I want, even though I didn't know I wanted it until they had it. But what I was trying to accomplish here was, get in the car, I have somewhere to be, and you're making it take too long. So in the back of my mind, that's what I'm thinking. So what do I do when I waltz outside with a newborn baby and a carrier on my arm and I hear my 2.5-year-old crying because my 5-year-old is teasing her and poking fun at her? I scream at the top of my lungs, get in the car or we're not going anywhere. Which, let's be realistic here, I had to go to the dentist, so that wasn't really an option. But at the moment, that was that. And by scream at the top of my lungs, I mean, like, to the point of hurting my throat. And I'm pretty sure all of my neighbors think I'm that mom who just yells at her kids all the time, because 9 out of 10 times when we get in the car, I'm yelling at somebody to get buckled, or yelling at somebody to obey the first time, or yelling at somebody for one reason or another. And that kind of sucks. It just sucked the life out of me. And that's just one example of many. Another really who knows if this is interesting? I'm just talking for the sake of talking. But tonight, it is almost 10 p.m. and my children are finally asleep in their beds quietly. And most nights there is a lot of yelling. Tonight, we just happened to get them to go to bed without yelling, which was wonderful and peaceful and calm. But most of the time, I'm yelling at somebody to get them to go to sleep. And right now, one of the important things that we're recognizing as parents with little kids is that it's okay for them to see you struggle, and it's okay for them to witness you getting angry and witness you being sad and witness you having a difficult time with handling your own emotions, because they're learning how to handle their emotions by how you handle yours. And the most important factor in all of this is that those two magical words, I'm sorry. I yell all the time. And the only redeeming factor is that kids are super forgiving. They are like puppies. You could scream and yell and, you know, verbally abuse them. I'm not suggesting that you verbally abuse anybody, by the way. But you can really just lay into them big time. And if you just walk up to them with a sincere heart and say, you know what, Charlie, I'm sorry. I was wrong. I should not have reacted that way. They are the most forgiving, compassionate, and gentle little people on the planet. Charlie will just look up at me and be like, oh, mommy, it's okay. Mommy, I forgive you. And in those moments, you realize that apologies just go a really, really long way when you've messed up. And when we have those failures as parents to be gentle and to be kind, when really all you want is to raise children who are gentle and kind, and you yourself can't even be gentle and kind, they learn that it's okay to have moments of weakness and to quote unquote fail at those moments. But what's important is to go back and recognize the wrongdoing and to acknowledge that you are responsible for your own actions. So, hey, mom, apologize. That's all it's going to take. You're going to mess up your kids. There's so much freedom in knowing that you're going to mess up your kids. But if you just allow yourself the grace to mess up and to admit when you mess up to your kids, then you can't go wrong. They are so forgiving. They are so kind. And they just want an opportunity to say, I love you, mom, because they do. They love you. So if you have a story that you want to share about yelling or about apologizing or about any topic, feel free to send me a voicemail over at speakpipe.com/momfail. Hey, mom, it's going to be all right.